This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On that hotline is where we find our friend and yours. I believe Joe calls him the Batconian Mongoose.
Yes, the Mongoose.
He normally joins you guys on Tuesdays, but given the weight of today's news and the trade, Brian Batko, Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette, joins us here on 93.7 The Fan. I don't know if either of you guys ever use the site Our Lads. It's like a good depth chart site.
Very good for college football.
They're already on it. They're already on it for the Steelers. They've already added in Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey. They have taken away Minkah Fitzpatrick. The guys are on it over at Our Lads. I think they're the best in the business when it comes to just pulling up a depth chart. Brian, your reaction this morning when you heard the news, and as it went bit by bit by bit, the more crazy it got. So your reaction to what we think is the most stunning trade in Steelers history.
Yeah, I think it's certainly up there, guys. You know, mainly because of Minkah Fitzpatrick going out the door in his late 20s when, you know, traditionally you're in your prime. But I think anybody, myself included, who's watched in the last couple seasons would maybe argue that he reached his prime earlier than others, and that maybe he was kind of on the backside already and didn't quite have the juice anymore. And I'm not just slagging the guy because he's gone now and it's easy to. I think I had been pretty critical of him before. However, I was also, you know, holding out some optimism that maybe he could recapture what we saw from him early in his Steelers tenure. So I'm not going to lie to you and say I wasn't floored by the Steelers trading someone who's been really a face of the defense. You know, the Jalen Ramsey thing, I would have not been shocked if you told me that was going to happen today, but I thought it would have been more of like, okay, let's add him into the mix as a chess piece and we'll see what happens on defense. I'm not sure what to make of the potential of him being an upgrade from Minkah. And then Jonnu Smith bringing in an old Arthur Smith friend, that's almost become routine for the Steelers in 15 short months since he's been here on the job. So yeah, the Minkah part of it is the most astonishing to me. The Omar Khan franchise mode, dynasty mode, Madden video game GMing is less surprising, because I think since he got into that role, it's almost struck me as like, hey, Mike Tomlin tells you who do we want to go out and get? And then Omar Khan's job is to do it in the most financially business savvy way possible. And if this all works, then it's going to look like the Tomlin Khan era is really hitting its stride.
We had Mark Cabali on last hour. He hopped on for a few minutes. He told us, Brian, that the Steelers didn't really have plans on re-signing Minkah Fitzpatrick after the season. They saw this as a good time to make the move. Is that kind of the gist that you got from all of this as well?
Yeah, and that kind of falls in line with, you know, some of the other staples of I guess the Omar era thus far here, is that it's like, hey, whether it's Deontay Johnson or George Pickens, and granted, I think those two are, they're not apples to apples, because the headaches and drama that they caused, you know, transcended a little bit of just pure football decision making. But they also were going into the last year of their deals. And I think there is a little bit of a reluctance to, you know, let's not lose this guy for potentially nothing. Let's try to get something for him while we can, and then still work the comp pick formula like they did this year with Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, James Daniels, Dan Moore. So, you know, those are sort of savvy moves again by Omar Khan that way. And if they were sort of soured on Minkah, and that's the big thing that, you know, I was just saying to Limits here before we popped on the air, is like, I don't know if there was a recent issue that became the tipping point with Minkah, because obviously he was there for OTAs when he didn't have to be. He was there for mini camp and, you know, was chatting with us and seemed as at peace with things as ever. Or if this was a slow burn of, yeah, the last couple of years, he hasn't looked like the same guy. He's been freelancing too much. He's been trying to make a play, and that's been an issue with the communication on the back end. So I truly don't know. Maybe it'll all come to light eventually. And yeah, it definitely wouldn't surprise me if they had already kind of decided we don't really want to be in a position next year where we have to look at extending Minkah and go through the old song and dance of trading him then, hold-ins, hold-outs, cutting him a year early. They make a major blockbuster move and get a player in return for him, obviously.
And given the price tag that comes along with Jalen Ramsey and the resume that comes along with Jalen Ramsey, the dude is going to be on the field quite a bit. In your ideal world, how do you think this all works out? Because now there is sort of an opening at safety. You have Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., and there's some speculation, and you know, Cabali didn't really refute this either, that maybe they move Slayer Ramsey into that safety spot occasionally. How do you think this works out with the defensive backfield now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because, you know, when people were asking me about Jaire Alexander as a potential trade target and Jalen Ramsey, or a signed target, or Jalen Ramsey as a target, I said Ramsey made more sense because of the versatility. But that was through the prism of, okay, you've got Minkah Fitzpatrick, Deshaun Elliott, and Juan Thornhill as your safeties. You've got Joey Porter Jr. and Darius Slay. That the plan was already to use them as your outside guys. Is Jalen Ramsey going to be a, you know, sub-package defender at that price tag and with his resume? That might be a tough sell. But now with Minkah gone, for all we know, once the Dolphins and Ramsey mutually agreed that he was going to seek greener pastures elsewhere, and they were cool with that, which that I think in and of itself has to, if you're a Steelers fan, make you a little bit skeptical of, geez, I mean, the Dolphins were ready to move on from this guy who, like you said at the beginning of the segment, I mean, had some pretty good numbers last season. And, you know, we know all the all pros to his name, and it wasn't long ago that they backed up the Brinks truck for him. So what the heck happened that they were like, okay, let's just let him go elsewhere? But I say all that to say, maybe Mike Tomlin and company did speak to his people and say, look, we're going to use you on every snap. We're going to make you that chess piece that you've always wanted to be. He was a star position at Florida State. So he was playing outside corner, inside corner, you know, dime linebacker type stuff. And then the last one that, again, I didn't think was going to be part of this conversation was, can he be a deep safety and replace Minkah in that way? I would imagine someone like Jalen Ramsey, who was a top five pick, probably thinks he can do anything on the football field. And Mike Tomlin might be enamored with that as well. So I have to imagine Darius Slay still wants to be an outside guy. We know Joey Porter Jr. that is his calling card. And maybe it'll be Jalen Ramsey is out there on every down and the other guys will kind of revolve around him in a sense.
50-minute mark on the fan. We're a couple of minutes away from that, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Ryan Batko covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette with us here on 93.7 The Fan. With the Jonnu Smith side of the equation here, it seemed like a month or so ago when Schefter put out that the Steelers were interested in Smith, that really seemed like the classic agent pull from him. But now it comes to happen. The Dolphins did not pay him. The Steelers will as he comes in. It seems like he will be played in mostly a hybrid type role on the offensive side, though, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was definitely the potential for trying to drum up some interest there, but I wasn't going to completely discount it because of the Arthur Smith connection. I mean, Jonnu Smith is like synonymous with Arthur Smith. I mean, he was the coordinator who got the most out of him with the Titans and sort of put him on the map. And then I think it almost became a meme for Falcons fans and fantasy football fans because in Atlanta, he had Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London. And it was like, Jonnu Smith is still a featured piece of this offense at all times. But I think it goes to show you the respect that those two have mutually. And we know last year, Arthur Smith got, you know, no shortage of former Falcons to come join him in Pittsburgh. Now, I think the mileage very much varied on Van Jefferson to Scotty Miller to Michael Pruitt and certainly Cordarrelle Patterson. You have to think that Jonnu Smith is somebody who, in a vacuum, the Steelers would be interested in and aren't just doing it for a familiarity factor. And if that's the case, then maybe it works out, you know, for all parties and everybody wins there. Jonnu Smith gets to go with a coach who knows how to utilize him. Mike Tomlin gets to upgrade his pass catching core with someone who can line up all over the field. And, you know, Arthur Smith is reunited with a player he's very comfortable with and that he thinks will be a good safety valve and potentially more for Aaron Rodgers because of his ability to kind of be a wrecking ball once he gets it in his hands.
Yeah, this feels like it's not necessarily great news for the Connor Haywards of the world either. A player of Smith's abilities coming in, and you know it's another tight end. They said it's another guy that could play fullback a little bit if need be. So, I mean, it feels like beyond his special teams performances, he's somebody that could be on the chopping block here.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not good news for him. I think there's still a spot there for a fourth tight end. They carried four all last year with Michael Pruitt being the last one, and he actually started some games because I think the Steelers, like, you know, when they face the Browns and the Eagles and teams like that with four down linemen, you do kind of want to condense that formation a little bit and get Darnell Washington out there or Pruitt even as an inline blocker. You know, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, I think they're going to be one of the best 1-2 duos as pass catchers, though, and that is Connor Hayward's path to the field other than special teams. So I think we already saw last year that Arthur Smith wasn't super interested in working him into the offense, and you know this further confirms it, that this isn't going to be any sort of, you know, fourth year breakout for him in the last season of his rookie deal. And I think there are some crestfallen Darnell Washington stockholders out there who don't love what this means for big number 80.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, now, how much does this mean for him? Because it did make me wonder if Freiermuth and or Smith kind of get moved to spots where, like, they're, you know, almost slot receivers in a way. They can kind of move those guys around and be creative in the pass game. Washington is somebody who should almost always be in run situations because the guy's an excellent blocker.
Yeah, I wasn't really buying the Darnell Washington hype, if you want to call it that, from OTAs and minicamp. I thought he looked mostly like the same he had the first couple years. And to me, that's somebody who he's always going to be kind of a big lumbering guy who he's got soft hands and he can occasionally be open when he's not open and pluck balls out of the sky and he'll flash down the seam every now and again. But I just don't think that was ever going to be his role in the NFL. And I think a lot of teams sort of agreed with that going into that draft, or else he wouldn't have lasted to where the Steelers picked him with his size and his athletic testing numbers and blocking ability and all of that. So I still think he's just kind of an ancillary piece. And, you know, is there enough targets to go around to keep the likes of DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, and now Jonnu Smith happy? I don't know. That's up to Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers to dole it out. But at least all three of those guys can sleep on a pretty huge pile of money when they go home at night, even if they caught one ball for 12 yards that day.
Do you think they're done bringing guys in, Brian? Or do you think there's another target that could be added to this offense?
You know, I'm never going to say I think they're done anymore. If there's one thing we've learned these last few years since Omar Khan got on the controllers, it's like if he sees a move that, again, probably fits what his head coach wants to do, and he thinks it's good value for them and it makes the team better, even if it's just incrementally better, then he's not afraid and he's not shy to do that. And I do sort of think, like, was he sitting back in May and June watching what the Ravens were doing and say, I don't want to let the Joneses get too far away from us here. We got to keep up. Maybe that was part of it. So I'm not going to roll anything out. But I'll just say this, I think the versatility aspect of both guys that they just acquired, I'll use the chess piece cliche here, it could save you some roster spots with everything that they can do. It can save you some starting lineup spots when you pull up the depth chart on old R lads. So maybe they do think that they are covering a lot of bases here with just a couple of players, veteran players acquired, and it does lessen the need for I've already seen Justin Simmons thrown out there as a free agent safety name, or all the dudes we've been yammering on about at receiver, from Gabe Davis to Amari Cooper to Keenan Allen. But again, if Omar Khan sees something that he thinks is the juice is worth the squeeze, then I'm sure he'll be willing and ready to do it.
Does this mean anything for TJ Watt and his contract? And if so, what does it mean?
I don't think so. I mean, it's all a piece of the puzzle, don't get me wrong, but when they signed Aaron Rodgers for that price, $13 million, you know, the Steelers had plenty of wiggle room, and Omar Khan's always been really good at playing that credit card football and moving the money around to make just about whatever move you need to. You know, COVID year, notwithstanding, where there was a drastic reduction in the salary cap that no one could have foreseen. They lost a couple good players that offseason, Javon Hargrave, Mike Hilton. But by and large, you know, they can always kind of find money, and continuing to get good value. And, you know, that's the nice way to spin it, right, is saying get good value at quarterback. The other way to spin it is going dirt cheap at quarterback 2-3 years in a row since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Or I guess we're coming up on 4 years in a row since Ben Roethlisberger retired. That gives you the flexibility to bolster your roster elsewhere. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me that, you know, you're bringing in some big egos here too, Donnie. What is TJ Watt thinking when he feels like he's the face of this franchise and he feels like he's probably deserving of being the highest paid player on this team and being the highest paid edge rusher in the league? I still think they'll find a way to make that happen and want to make that happen for TJ, but it does take two sides to tango, and you know, it could get more bitter before it gets sweeter, I suppose.
Are the Steelers a better team than they were at 10 a.m.?
I'd probably say yeah, but it's not like any, and you know, you kind of have to keep the main thing here. They still have 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off of a season with the Jets where, sure, if you want to get into the counting stats, they were nice, and there were other issues beyond him that contributed to that team going 5-12. But I think some of the, you know, quote unquote smarter metrics to look at for quarterback play, it wasn't very good. So I still don't think you're a team that is going to be able to string together a playoff run that goes through Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, if they can figure out how to get a single solitary stop one time on defense in Cincinnati, potentially Justin Herbert and the Chargers, if they're looking better, potentially a bounce back year for CJ Stroud and the Texans. So no, I still don't think the Steelers have put themselves in that class, but are they better than when I went to sleep last night? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but if it's just kind of swapping out big names for big names, it's almost like these coaches in the transfer portal anymore, Donnie. You're making these moves that on paper almost seem sort of, what's the point? But if there's an overall vision that I'm not privy to yet, I'll keep an open mind and we'll see where it goes.
Brian Bacco, check out his stuff with the Post-Gazette. He covers the Steelers. Brian will be on this program tomorrow. Thank you, Brian.
Anytime, Donnie. See you, man.
There we go. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan. You can see the video that Austin put out there, the initial reaction we had to the Steelers acquiring Jalen Ramsey in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Steelers also acquired Jonnu Smith, and then it was a swap of late round draft picks. 412-928-9370 to join in on the conversation. Coming up, we did have Lanny Fritteri planned around 11:30 to talk about the passing of the legendary Dave Parker. We had to push Lanny back about 90 minutes or so, but I have a text here that we'll see if we get him coming up next, just because of the massive move made with the Steelers here acquiring Jalen Ramsey. So 412-928-9370 to give your take on what is the most stunning, maybe the biggest, player-for-player trade in Steelers history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.